Hello, and welcome to the WNS Business Insights podcast series. My name is Jessica Rynell, and I'm your host for this podcast. And joining me today is Rajesh Desinghe, Vice President of the Insurance Practice at WNS North America. WNS is a leading global business process outsourcing company. Today, we'll be talking with Rajesh on the topic of how insurance companies can leverage business process outsourcing to improve their new product development functions. Hello, Rajesh, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Jessica. Looking forward to the conversation.
Okay, Rajesh, just to kick this off, why don't we start by talking about some of the trends and challenges insurance companies have to address in new product development?
Jessica, we know the insurance companies are facing one of their most challenging times in recent history. Now, if you look at the investment losses, this is very evident. You know, the falling sales of annuity products, the weak job market, all this puts pressure on profitability. The financial flexibility of the insurance company is in question, which means the capital adequacy of insurers over the next 12 months is really going to be tested. Now, Jessica, in my conversations with the senior executives and actuaries who are responsible for product development in insurance companies, it is clear that they are increasingly concerned about profitability. That is what is on top of their mind. While product profitability has always been important for actuaries or product development executives, the rigor which is required now on profitability models is far greater. Let's look at the management teams. The management teams are getting extremely risk-averse, and that means the questions on product profitability are getting more and more intense. Now, another aspect that is challenging for product development is the ability to identify niche market segments and developing profitable products that match the needs of this segment is becoming extremely important, and that becomes the critical differentiator. Now, this demand on the product development teams for differentiated products from sales and marketing teams are increasing. Added to this is the challenge of shortening product life cycles. Now, this requires product development teams to roll out new products much faster than before, which means the speed of product development is also becoming critical. There is also an increasing trend towards creating hybrid solutions for customers, which essentially means you're selling wealth management solutions to customers rather than just selling a life insurance or an annuity product.
Okay, I see. So how can outsourcing help in new product development?
Jessica, outsourcing can really help the new product development teams in insurance companies. Now, for example, an outsourcing service provider can help the actuary and the product development teams increase the rigor that is applied to the profitability models. Now, when you run profitability models that minimize risk, you're looking to analyze large volumes of data which are pulled together from diverse data sets. Now, by bringing in a pool of high-quality talent, the underwriters, the actuaries, at significantly lower cost, an outsourcing service provider can help build the model that manage these large and disparate data sets with a lot more rigor and at a reduced cost. Now, Jessica, another aspect where outsourcing can help is by increasing the speed of product development. Now, it is estimated that there is a shortfall of almost 40 to 50% between supply and demand for qualified actuaries. Now, this shortage hampers the speed of product development. Now, by leveraging the qualified professionals located in countries like India to do part of the product development work, insurers can increase the speed of product development. By outsourcing, Jessica, you can really reduce cost. At times, it can be as high as 50% associated with product development, which in turn adds to the profitability of the product.
A reduction of 50% in cost sounds amazing. Can you share examples of how WNS has helped processes and new development?
Sure, Jessica. I can share a few examples. For a global insurance company, WNS delivers actuarial support services. The WNS team comprising of, you know, we have a statistical and data analysts who apply advanced statistical models like predictive modeling and segmentation that helps insurance companies do persistency analysis, mortality and morbidity trends, financial and regulatory reports that need to be filed every quarter and every year. Now, we help provide inputs for pricing, which helps them to optimize the premiums that they need to charge, undertake performance analysis for the distribution network to see, you know, which distribution network is performing well, similarly, what products are getting sold. All of this we are able to provide to this insurance company. Now, let me share another example. You know, we work with a large insurance company to launch a new product through a new distribution channel. Now, we are talking of helping them launch a new product and a new distribution channel, something that they have not done today. Their current distribution channel was only through their agents. They wanted to expand the market and explore directly writing this business. They tied up with the financial arm of leading supermarket chain and started offering insurance products to the customers. The WNS team supported the product development process and also undertook the policy administration processing, and by delivering it out of a global delivery center, we significantly reduced the cost and improved the profitability of the product. The end result, now the client has a new target segment, which is expanded through a different distribution channel, and they have leveraged BPO to reduce the cost. In 2 years, the business really grew rapidly. Now the client is expanding to all the provinces in Canada.
That's a great example, Rajesh. I'm going to ask you one more question. What are the things that senior executives should bear in mind when they are looking to outsource their new product development processes?
That's a great question, Jessica. A few things that senior executives should do are ensure that there is support for the program from the senior most levels in the organization. Second, they have to move fast, because the truth is there is no change without urgency. Now, one way to do is by debiting budgets in advance. Building BPO savings into the budget ensures that managers stay committed to the outsourcing program. Now, ensure that the task force leading outsourcing initiatives is empowered and has the right talent. Last, but very important, is the aspect of alignment of goals and culture between the insurance company and the service provider. The single biggest reason for failure of an outsourcing agreement is lack of this alignment. So make sure you choose a provider who aligns to your goals and culture.
Okay, great. Thank you, Rajesh, for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Jessica. It was a pleasure speaking.
Thank you. For more information on how you can leverage outsourcing for improving the efficiency of your product development processes while dramatically reducing costs of operations, please visit www.wns.com/insurance.